Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
In the way of righteousness there is life. Along that path is immortality. Proverbs 12:20. Elementary school was a difficult time for me. I was picked on quite a bit. One afternoon, as I waited for the bus, a classmate ridiculed me relentlessly. My anger was building slowly, but when he said something about my mother, I walked over and kicked his kneecap, and he crumbled to the ground. I boarded my bus feeling ashamed. All the way home, my conscience told me that was wrong. I got off the bus at home and waited for the school to call my parents, but the phone didn't ring. While it appeared I had gotten away with injuring that kid, condemnation ran through my thoughts. Not only was that wrong, but you are wrong. Even at such a young age, I resisted turning to God because of my self-condemnation. Surely he wanted nothing to do with such a naughty kid. Isn't it heartbreaking how our conscience, something hardwired within all humanity by our Creator, can be twisted in such a way as to distance us from him? Some of you are still struggling with your little judge. He's reminding you of what you did in college. He tells you how you messed up in your first marriage. The evil one, our accuser, has hijacked your conscience, and you're desperate to know if he can be silenced. Yes, there is a way to clear our conscience before God, but there is only one way. I know what you might be thinking. Jesus came to forgive our sins. This is enough. We can live with the guilt if we are forgiven. But there is so much more to our life in Christ than this, friends. Hebrews 9:14 tells us, "How much more then will the blood of Christ cleanse our consciousness from acts that lead to death?" He wants you to be free. Free from not only the acts of death, but also the guilt that results. I don't know what guilt you live with, but I do know Jesus can silence it. All you have to do is ask. Let's pray. Jesus, knowing you forgave all my sins was enough. But there's more? Praises to you. Yes, I want to be free from the guilt and shame. Yes, I long for this abundant life. In your name I pray. Amen.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.